We are right before the Yontiv of Sukkot, Zman Simchaseinu, and we know that Chazal call the Sukkah Betzilod Vemnusa, that we go into the Sukkah, we are in the shade of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Medrash brings down, as the Pasuk in Yeshaya says, V'sukkah tia l'tzel yoimam mechayret. And the Medrash says, Kol mishu mekayim mitzvah sukkah b'yil mazeh, anyone's mekayim mitzvah sukkah in this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu meisich alav p'nei ha-mazikim shlo yaziku ha-yisai. Hashem protects him from any mazikim. Shekach ho'im bevroso yosech loch v'sachas k'nofav techseh. That if you come into the sukkah, and you come into the embrace of Hashem, Hashem will protect you for all mazikim. You're coming into Hashem's house, and Hashem will protect you through that. And the question is, what's special about this mitzvah? What's the oimik hadava? What's the depth that if you come into the sukkah, then Hashem protects you? What's the pshat? So I want them heard from Rav Schlesinger, Yishteltzu, a shtickle kovet sichas from Rav Nosson Vachweigel Atzal, where there he's talking about a famous gemara with the Yisurim Rebbe. It said Rabbeinu HaKadosh had terrible Yisurim for 13 years because of a certain maisa. What was the maisa? That there was one time a hu egla, a little calf, that was going to shchita, and there was a whole herd of calves going to shchita, and this calf ran away and went into under the cloak of Rebbe. And the egla, the calf, was crying and says, you know, I don't want to get geshachten, I don't want to get slaughtered. So Rebbe turned to the egla and says, Lekach netzarta, you were created for that. So the Gemara says, Hoyav loy kamarachim leiso lo yisurim. Since you didn't have rachmanis on this egla, on this calf, so therefore you're going to get yisurim. And everyone is matmiya, says, what's going on here? Why should Rebbe get such a bad oynish? He said something right. That's what a calf is made for. A calf is made for shechita. That's what he was created for. He was created to serve people food. That's what he was created for. So what was the taina of Rebbe? He's right. So there's such a big taina, got yisurim for 13 years. So Zogt Rav Nosson, the pshat is like this, that the tefiyah was that since this calf came under your cloak, then you have to save him. This is al kain bo b'tzel karasi that is told to from Loit, that Loit also was ready to give up his daughters because he already brought in the malachim as guests. He was meisa nefesh for everything, just take care of the malachim. Why? Someone comes into your house, then you are responsible for them. Then that's your responsibility. And since this egla came onto Rebbe's cloak, it's true, it's the kach netzarta. But someone comes for protection, comes into your house, into your cloak for protection, then you have to protect them. And that is the vart that Shlesinger said, that's the pshat in the sukkah. In the sukkah, you're coming into Hashem's house, even though if we don't deserve it. If we don't deserve the protection, but we came into Hashem's house, we say, Hashem, look, I'm under your cloak, have rachmanis on us. And Hashem says, yes, Hashem will have rachmanis. You come into the sukkah, Hashem will have rachmanis. And when Shinut Zois, the Kedusha sukkah, every minute of a sukkah is a mitzvah, it's sitting in Metzil de Amrusa. And we should try to nutzois the gewaldige simcha of being in the sukkah, of being with Tzel and Nusa, Agedonte.